Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live today. McGurk's and Langhorne, come on by. Say hi. We'll take a selfie. We're taking some selfies today with some of our great listeners. We got Max here as an amateur photographer.
Yeah, Max act like we had glamour shots or something, taking about 18 pictures.
He's doubling his work today, not just the YouTube, but he's taking photos. So come on out, say hi, have some lunch with us here at McGurk's.
He did scream, I'm a professional. He did, you didn't hear him when he screamed, I'm a professional.
Yeah, he's the only. Well, we need one professional on this show because we don't have enough of them.
All right, 215-592-9494.
Yeah,
right, you're the worst of all of us.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you're the worst? Yeah.
I'm the worst?
Yes.
I mean, did you forget your behavior?
What's the pecking order?
Your behavior yesterday? You calling someone else the worst? What do you mean, what?
What did I do yesterday that was so egregious?
Do you remember?
Max is talking about, oh, you don't know what you did. What I do? Okay, what I do?
Do you remember yesterday?
That was what they've done for the first half injuries. Can't get that out. That was kind of hard to read.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was a lot, but that don't make me the worst.
This 4th of July, you can celebrate with big savings at the Mattress Warehouse.
That still don't make me the worst. Still don't.
Do you realize how many drops we have back there? We could just take the rest of the
hour
off.
I'm just waiting. Hey, Rod, if you listen, I can't wait to that Flyers hockey show because I'm stepping up to the plate.
You know, that was a hypothetical I made up.
Oh, that's, no, but I want that to happen.
Yeah.
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
I might go ahead and throw my hat in for the Flyers, you know, with the round table.
No. I didn't say it was a round table. It's a solo show.
Yeah.
You got to get the scene ready for playoff
hockey.
Yeah,
I'll get the scene. I'll set the scene.
Yeah.
As soon as we figure out who they're playing.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
Okay. Yesterday, you did a whole segment just setting up the name Dickie Lovelady.
Dickie.
You basically had the Hugh Douglas Variety Hour yesterday. And the rest of us were just there hanging out.
Like, seriously. The Lovelady family is – you know, they're bringing a child into the world.
Yeah, the Loveladies.
The Loveladies. And they hand this beautiful baby boy.
And they say, his name is Richard.
They say, what do you want to name me, miss? I'm going to call you Dickie.
Well, no, he wanted to go by Dickie.
She said, I'm going to call you Dickie.
Okay, this is actually now my fault. For
a lot of girth.
Think about it like this. Who's on the mound tonight? Dick Fitz?
Richard Fitz of the Red Sox.
The same thing. I picked him up too. By the way, I picked the parlay. I got the money line.
You bet Richard Fitz tonight.
he gonna have a hell of a night.
Nah, that it's official. You're the worst.
What do you mean?
You're now throwing money away to make yourself laugh. I mean, that's the stage of betting you've gotten to.
I mean, yes, it makes me laugh. Because if Dick Fitz hit, guess what I'm talking about tomorrow? My three leg parlay.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
All right.
Three-leg parlay.
That's more than enough. 215-592-9494.
Third
All
leg.
Right. I know. This is where you just let him just make himself laugh.
Kyle caught it.
We all caught it. We're just trying to be grown-ups.
Why?
It took me a second. That was good, though. That was pretty good.
Well, he repeated it. That's what he did yesterday.
It was for dramatic effect.
Hugh's the comedian that when he doesn't get the reaction he wants, he'll say the joke again and then let it really like hover over the audience.
I'm saying I only got that much time left. I had to get back in there. If that third leg hit, boy.
Please don't bring up the zombie in the movie the other day. Please don't. Please don't.
I wasn't, but not over here.
Please don't.
No, I'm just saying, y'all need to go see 28 Years Later. It was a really good movie.
You know, we're at a family establishment
here today. It traumatized Spike.
Yeah, I heard.
I'll let him tell you about it.
Yeah, call in and ask him today. I'm sure that's what they want to talk about on draft day. All right.
Yep, we're all adults.
Yeah, where everyone's acting on the up and up here. All right, back to the phone lines here. Lot to discuss. We will get to my updated big board for the Sixers tonight. I had and still am planning to have VJ Edgecombe at number one, you know, in terms of who they should pick at three. But my mind is conflicted now because of what's best for the show. Let's go to first Kenny in the Northeast. Want to talk about Johan Rojas. Hey, Kenny.
Hello. Hey,
Kenny.
What's up, Kenny?
Hey, how you doing? You know what? You Douglas, you are more right on. Listen, the Phillies, I don't know what this was, 15 years ago, whatever. The Phillies had a guy who was basically a dead-on analogy to what Johan Rojas is. Came up through the system, could run like the wind, chase down anything, couldn't hit his way out of a paper bag. Well, the Phillies gave up on him and wound up on the Atlanta Braves, and he wound up being one of the best outfielders for like 5 years. And that guy was Michael Bohr. Okay?
I remember that name.
Right. Now, the manager, he's not constructing the lineup properly. If you're going to put Johan Rojas in the lineup, he has a unique skill set. He can run like the wind, one of the fastest players in baseball. You don't put him in the seventh or the eighth spot. If you're going to put him in the lineup, you put him in the top of the lineup.
No. Kenny, he can't hit.
You ain't hearing.
He
can't put him at the top of the order.
You want to give him more at-bats?
Probably would subscribe to that.
Yes.
But
because
live your truth.
Listen, Hugh, I'm sure probably like you remember how Davis said, you know, with the Raiders, he said, you know, at the beginning of the game, we're going to hit the quarterback hard. Because he, you know, we're going to let him know he's in for a long day. Major league pitcher.
Tell me.
He puts pressure on another team's defense and another team's pitcher from the first pitch of the game.
If you don't get on base, it doesn't matter, Kenny. Like this, you have to get on base to put pressure on the other team.
Okay. Joe,
so a couple things before you go on, and I understand your concept, but Rojas is not a good example for this. First of all, the Phillies didn't give up on Michael Bourne. Wasn't he in the Brad Lidge trade? They didn't give up on him. They got a closer that helped them win the World Series.
I don't remember how he wound up on the Braves, but obviously the Phillies gave up on him because if they knew he was going to be
someone. Well, no, they used him in a trade.
Right? If initially, but he came a reliever, right?
Okay. Listen, I remember, I don't know what it was, a week ago, Rojas was up in a situation like the bases were loaded with one out, and he wound up overswinging and striking out. Listen, they need to work with this kid. Make him be an excellent bunter. Just get on base, take pitches, whatever they have to do. Listen, it seems to me a couple months ago, wasn't he hitting 300 and then he hit a real bad slump?
Kenny, okay. He's been in the major leagues for 3 years. His OPS right now is under 600. He can't hit.
Well, I don't agree. His skill set is not being used properly.
What skill set? He doesn't have an eye at the plate. He doesn't hit the ball. What skill set? He can run. What other skills does he have?
Well, listen, I blame the Phillies for him struggling with his bunting. He's the one guy that they should have made him bunt 200 times a day in spring training. Bunting is nothing more than practice. Okay, I blame the Phillies for him not being a better bunter.
That's fine, but right now he is what he is, and to say you want to put him at the top of the lineup, like why are we putting him at the top of the lineup? He's out. All he does is make outs.
You know something, Joe? I guess the most frustrating thing for me is I'm surprised you guys don't point this out more. The Phillies have something now that I've never seen in my entire life, and that is they're throwing four aces at you one after another. What team is
we never point out their starting pitching. It's a good point.
Well, okay, listen, I know you point out. I just never heard it put in this way, okay? That, those four starters, you know, they'd be a number one starter with half the teams in baseball. Every night they're throwing. And it's just so frustrating when I watch them with this mentality, you know, get a base hit, you know, swing for the fences. You know, they have to come up with a way to just be able to score three freaking runs a night. And they would win, like, I don't know, 70-80% of
yeah,
the game.
If they put Rojas in leadoff, they probably start scoring more.
They'll actually score less. I mean, I understand the concept, and Kenny, we appreciate the phone call.
I don't.
I just pulled it up because I I actually think it's disrespectful to Michael Bourne. Who actually didn't Michael
yeah. Ooh,
Kyle had it ready. Bourne came up yesterday on the show, and I appreciated Michael Bourne as a player. I thought he was fun in his brief time as a broadcaster mm-hmm. here. Can we play that again for Hugh? This was the moment that Bryce Harper broke his thumb, and it was raw and it was real. Here it was with Michael Bourne.
And the pitch.
Ooh,
and hit him. I was listening live.
You got to love that.
And I was like, what, did he just say that?
You know what? Sometimes that's the best thing.
It was.
When you hear it live because it's not unedited. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
So I understand the caller's point. Actually, I think you're slighting Michael Bourne and the player he was. By Michael Bourne's third year in the major leagues, this is Rojas' third year, Michael Bourne hit 285. He stole 61 bases. He got on base for 354 on base percentage. He had 173 hits.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He was a year away from making an all-star team.
Mm.
Not every speedy player becomes the next speedy player, right? Like, Michael Bourne was a good player.
And he worked at what he was trying to do, too.
I'm sure he did. But, like, Johan Rojas isn't just going to become Michael Bourne because we want him to be.
Mm-mm. He has to work at it.
Yeah, just like every slugger that strikes out doesn't just become Mark McGwire, like, or become Kyle Schwarber. Some do, some don't.
Every edge rusher doesn't become Hugh Douglas.
That's right.
I feel like that's a shot.
No.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
Some people thought that Bryce Huff could become Hugh Douglas. He didn't.
I feel bad now.
I see how you work Bryce Huff into this conversation.
Well, I mean, there was a similar story, right? The Jet to the Eagle.
Yeah.
But Bryce Huff didn't.
I'm just saying with the whole Rojas thing and me believing him, you had to stick to the
This was actually a compliment to you. You realize that.
I know.
You were saying not
bad.
Everyone becomes a good pass rusher.
Every time we compliment Hugh, he was waiting for us to, like, pull
I know.
Well, I mean, because it's kind of par for the course now. It's a little bit, you know, it's a little normalized.
You're like a dog that sleeps with one eye open.
it's like, hey, what's going on over here? You know,
we're trying to compliment you.
Yeah, it makes me feel bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh no, don't feel bad. It is.
It is. I feel maybe
we take shots.
Yeah, I know. I do feel a little bad. Like, you can't even accept that we said you were a good. You were a really good player.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we paying for?
See, there we did.
Here, that's at least, not with the Jaguars. I mean, that we know. That we know. Tasty Cake Dom is up. What's up, Dom?
What up, Dom?
You, how you doing? Hey, Joe.
What's going
hey,
on?
Hey, Dom.
Man? And Kyle. Joe, I am dying to talk basketball with you.
Oh, I'm excited. I heard you. You know, Dom, before you go on, I heard you over the weekend. I didn't realize. I mean, I did, but I didn't. How big of a basketball guy you are. You were talking about how excited you were. I heard you on, I think it was Rob, talking about Game 7.
Rob,
he's a big Tobias Harris guy.
Rob and I have been friends for 18 years.
Oh, I've heard you on his show.
I have a long history with Rob. I have a long history with Ike.
Yep. But so, all right, let's talk some hoops and baseball. What do you want to start with?
Well, I don't think I'll have time for the hoops. I hope you'll allow me to call back tomorrow.
Of course.
I really want to talk basketball. But to blame Rojas for that game last night, Joe, they had 35 base runners in the first four innings. There were more people that touched second base than were in the stands last month.
So I agree with you. And Dom, I'm not even blaming him. He is what he is. I am frustrated that Topper let him hit there.
But, Joe, I'm more frustrated that you cannot You cannot continue to have the ground ball there.
I know.
Whether you lay one down, like the previous caller, or you put the runners in motion, or whatever you got to do, first and second, nobody out twice in the same game, Joe, you got to score a run.
You do.
If you don't, you got to find somebody else to manage the team that can score a run. That's unacceptable to have first and second, nobody out twice, and you're held scoreless. Ridiculous.
It is. I agree. And what's frustrating about it, Dom, beyond just what you're saying, is the postseason games, or some of them, could look like this, right? We get a great game out of our starting pitcher, which we're going to get most nights. Low scoring, close game, comes down to a run late. And if we leave runners on early, we could lose, even though we probably have the best starting pitcher in the game almost every game we're going to play. That's what concerns me.
That's why I'm so excited today, it's criminal that Ranger had to take a loss last night.
Yeah, because
he was majestic last night, Joe. Majestic. He was unbelievable. And I had a big argument. I just had surgery. I'm recovering. I'm in rehab right now. But we get together for coffee in the morning, and they're blaming Topper for letting Ranger pitch the eighth. I was all about it. They weren't touching him, and his pitch count was low, Joe.
It was. Yeah, I started looking at the pitch count when the no-hitter was going on. He only had, like, I think it was 36 through 3, and I was like, he's got a lot left. I mean, he could go into the eighth, and he
did. I had
no
problem him taking the ball for the eighth.
Yeah, and to be fair, with this bullpen, you know, the guy that came in next could have gave up a home run too, right? I'm with you on that. All right, Dom, I know we'll talk hoops tomorrow. Who do you want tonight?
One last thing I want to ask you. Is it a new Phillies trend that every other game they got to get a guy thrown out at the plate by 90 feet?
Last night...
It's not close.
Yeah, I mean, they could have rolled the ball home last night, and it would have been an out. Dom, who do you want tonight? Who's your guy?
Well, I don't want a 6'8" toothpick.
Yeah, I don't want Ace Bailey either, so he's out.
So, I want to elaborate. I want physicality. Because the Sixers, the last 3 years, right, you have been an anemic rebounding team. I want physicality. I don't want another guard. I really don't want another one. I will train down. I want physicality. And the Knicks, Joe, the Boston Celtics threw the white flag up, right? They've tried Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Without Porzingis and Jrue Holiday, they finished last. They're the two that got them over the half. You watch the Cavs melt in the playoffs. You got next year, Joe, you got to get over the Knicks. That's the only guys in front of you. You got to get past the Knicks next year.
Well, they're the standard in the East. Yeah,
yeah,
and Dom,
they're physical.
Yeah, Dom, good phone call. And I want more physicality, too. You can get that, though. You don't necessarily need bigs to give you physicality, right? You could have smaller players that are physical. Josh Hart is one of the most physical players on the court for the Knicks. He's not big. He's not big at all. I mean,
but he plays a lot of
heart.
Well,
the Edgecombe kid came up. I'm going to do my big board here.
Uh-huh.
Another comp I saw for him is Jrue Holiday. If he turns into Jrue Holiday, I would take that in a heartbeat. Jrue Holiday's had a hell of a career. All right, so we know that I've had VJ Edgecombe near the top of my list, Hugh, since they got the third pick.
Yes.
Right? He was the first name that I brought up. I was like, he looks like the right guy for me. Someone called earlier was mad at that, but that's fine. I am still operating here as I get to my big board with VJ Edgecombe at number one. But I'm tempted to move him down a little bit because there's someone there's a couple players. So I'm going to tell you right now, my top three as I woke up today for the Sixers, assuming they stay at the third pick, VJ Edgecombe number one, Con Knipple number two.
Con Knipple.
Trey Johnson number three.
Not a fan of Trey.
Okay. So, but here's my question. Should I make my big board what's best for the Sixers or what's best for the show? Kyle, how should I do this?
Why you ask Kyle first?
I'm curious.
Why you always got to ask?
What's best for the Sixers or best for the show?
We're a selfish show.
Yeah.
And we got to think about the listeners.
Okay.
I think we need to move Trey up the big board.
All right. Well, if
that's Trey.
I knew that's why you was doing that.
All right. So my big board to win basketball games is VJ Edgecombe 1, Con Knipple 2, Trey Johnson 3.
I like how he prefaced it by saying to win basketball.
My big board for the show is Trey Johnson number 1.
Cheers. I like Trey.
Excuse me.
Con Knipple number 2.
The big Knipple.
Yep. And then VJ Edgecombe number 3. So it's really, I think I win either way tonight. The Sixers get better if they go with my first big board. The show gets better if we get to play the trade drop even more.
Yeah, no doubt.
I do like the big knipple. I do like the big knipple, though.
Yeah.
I like the big knipple.
Yeah, I feel like.
Or VJ. I like that or VJ.
Yeah.
That's either or.
So you're totally out on Trey Johnson. He led the SEC in scoring.
Nah.
Now you're being selfish.
Cheers. I like Trey.
A little bit.
Can we get the trifecta? Eagles trade for Trey Hendrickson. Trey Turner keeps hitting, and we draft Trey Johnson.
We need to find a trade for the Flyers, too.
No, I'm saying in this order, I like the VJ first, and then the knipple. That's where I'm at.
You're a comedian. That's what you are.
I'm about to get in trouble for
this. Oh, yeah. Well, we're out in public today. I mean, we can't hide in the studio. Cannot hide in the studio. This segment... sponsored by Meineke, I'm sure they're proud of it. When you step on your brakes, do you hear a squealer grinding? Take your car to a locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com as we unveil the big board there. All right, Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Well, good afternoon, Joe, Hugh, Kyle. And is that Francisco Cookie Rojas on season?
Absolutely is. On the road with us.
Hey, Hugh, you got to let him know, why on earth does he have a Mike Bibby Grizzlies 10 shirt on? Like,
this is who Fran is. I mean, Fran, you know, I'm sure you've heard the drop on our show, Tyler, of John Johnson in the overnight. That one, that I believe was when Fran wore a Diamondbacks Randy Johnson jersey to the studio during the NLCS against Arizona. So Fran's a different
Fran's
cat.
A different guy. He said something to me today that kind of like, you know, I let it slide, but, you know, when he was talking about his favorite baseball player, I was like, for real?
Oh, Jaren Duran?
Yeah. I wasn't going to say the name. Yeah.
I think Fran's been open about, like, he's a baseball guy.
He's been an open book.
Yeah, okay. He's a baseball guy. All right, go ahead, Tyler.
No, so it is good to see all y'all there. I still can't get over Fran in a Patrick Mahomes jersey sleeping in the bed.
He's got problems, man.
That's a story for another day.
He's a little different.
Anyway.
He feels a little different.
The Randy Johnson Diamondbacks during the NLCS is the worst. I mean, when you get John Johnson to make that noise, you know it's a problem. Can't have that.
Yeah. That's horrible when that's the team that the Phillies were playing at the time. Like, there's a time and a place, friend. That was not it.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, if you want to have a D-backs Randy Johnson jersey, it's cool. Not, you don't wear it then. You got a time and a place.
Exactly. Well, hey, great show today, y'all. Tasty Cake Dom's call. He said everything that I was about to say. Yesterday, Ranger was majestic. The two line drives he caught on the mound were outstanding. He did not deserve that L. But again, on to the next. When it comes to the Sixers, while I've been on hold, I went on X and I saw this tweet and I really wanted to run it past you, Hugh, and Joe. It said that Ace Bailey, per sources, per his camp, I should say, does not want to go to the Hornets or Jazz. And again, the Hornets have 4, the Jazz have pick 5. To me, I am in the camp of the Sixers have the golden ticket for either the Brooklyn Nets at 8 or the Washington Wizards at 6 to take Ace Bailey at pick 3 by trading with the Sixers. I don't want him now. If you have an opportunity to fleece a team the way that Danny Ainge fleeced us a few years ago, then I want them to do that. And any of those guys that you're talking about in your top big board, Joe, there's a good possibility that at least one or two of those guys is there at pick 6 or pick 8 if you get a haul plus the guy that
Tyler, you got. I think of all the things they could do tonight that are kind of outside the box, this is the one that has the most upside to it, especially if it's the Wizards at 6, because if we just go off the names I just threw out, if they're moving up to 3 to get Ace, or we take him at 3 to trade him, right? One of those other three guys has to be there, even if two of them go 4 and 5, right? Like Trey and Knipple, that means VJ's still there, or whatever, you know, whatever the order. One of those three would be guaranteed to be there at 6. So if they like all three of them, Trey, Knipple, and VJ, all similar, they could trade down from 3 to 6 and still get whatever one's left. I mean, that does make a lot of sense to me if they rate them all pretty similarly.
Yeah. Now, here's a name that I don't think Joe has been talked about enough. And please don't shoot me down for being a bigger guard. But Jeremiah Fears.
From Oklahoma?
Yes. If you and Hugh and the rest of our audience does not know this, I watched Mark Spears' interview on ESPN with him. Jeremiah Fears said, and I quote, "I see myself as the best player in this class, somebody that can bring everything to the table, bring you wins, bring you a leader, bring you just the best overall player in this class." He is upset right now that he's not being talked about in the top.
Sound like he got that want to.
He's got some dog in him. Yeah, he might be the opposite Ace Bailey.
Hugh, this dog's going to hunt. He literally said in his interview that if he doesn't hear his name in the top three, he's coming for every dude taken ahead of him.
I like that. I like that attitude. Yeah,
that's the attitude of Philadelphians, Joe.
Well, it's the opposite Ace Bailey. I mean, I like that. And we'll see how good of a player he is. And Tyler, we appreciate the phone call. I like that kind of attitude. We played VJ earlier talking about wanting to be here. This kid wants to prove people wrong. I like that kind of mentality. The Ace Bailey stuff. I mean,
I like the
Hugh Douglas
mentality.
Trying to defend Ace Bailey.
But it's you know, 18 getting bad advice. That's a possibility as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is a possibility. And, you know, being guided by somebody who doesn't even know what they're doing, that's a little bit of a red flag as well. And maybe I don't know his home situation, but maybe it's his mother's boyfriend that is giving him bad advice. Who knows? Or his dad. Who knows?
Who knows? I mean, I don't know. You know what I thought of, though, as Tyler said that we might not know who this person is that he wanted to bring up the player?
Uh-huh.
When Chris Berman said they don't know who he is when you were drafted.
Is that right? Yeah. They were.
they don't know who he is.
They were like, what the hell?
From Central State?
What the hell?
In the first round of the draft? All right, 215-592-9494. We will get to your phone calls coming up, and we'll get to you people. By the way, we have to thank the you people today when we get back and talk about what they had to say today, because the sign, the you people sign, Hugh, that made it to the Phillies game,
yeah,
it was delivered here this morning in person by someone closely associated with you people. So we'll get to that, and we have to say goodbye to a Phillies legend who officially retired yesterday and share our favorite memories of this guy as a Philly. That's coming up. Midday Show live from McGurk's in Langhorne on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.